Hello, this is Adriana from Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion survey about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Would you have a few minutes to please help me out? I will do it as quickly as possible.
Go, yes. I'll have a few minutes.
Thank you so much for that. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Ask me that. Restate the question.
Yes. Do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
We may be on the wrong track.
Okay. Thank you so much. What is the most important issue facing Ector County for you?
Fresh water.
Okay. Thank you so much. Here.
Go ahead.
Thank you so much. How do you rate economic conditions in Ector County?
Okay.
As excellent, good, fair, or poor?
They're not excellent. They're not poor. Something in the middle there.
So it would be like good?
Good.
Thank you so much. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County would be better off, worse off, or about the same as it's today?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you so much. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County?
Very secure.
Very concerned?
I'm not concerned. Not concerned, no.
So not too concerned or not at all concerned?
I am not concerned.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County as excellent, good, or poor, okay? The first one is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you so much. The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Good.
Good, thank you so much. Offering job opportunities in your field?
Good.
Thank you. Assured vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Very good.
So it would be excellent?
Yes.
Thank you. Availability of affordable housing?
Not so good.
So it would be fair or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Good.
Good, thank you. Quality of the public schools?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Poor, thank you. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Good.
Good, thank you. Public transportation?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Availability of quality healthcare?
Very good. Yes, good. Excellent.
Excellent, thank you. Public safety and low crime?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Poor.
Poor. Thank you. Let me see here. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
Poor. Thank you so much. Let me see. The next question would be, Now please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following type of people. For example, racial and ethnic minorities, excellent, good, fair, or poor.
Okay. Fair.
Fair. Thank you. Entrepreneurs and people starting new business.
Good.
Good. Thank you. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Good.
Good. Thank you. Immigrants from other countries.
Good.
Thank you. People living below the poverty line.
Fair.
Thank you so much. Retired.
I think it's good.
Good. Okay. People like you.
Good.
Good. Families with children.
That's good.
Thank you. And young people and single people.
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. Now, the next question would be, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? As excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Thank you. We're almost finished, okay? Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you? Are you with visions and plans for economic development in Ector County?
Okay, yes, it's good.
Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar?
Somewhat familiar, somewhat.
Somewhat familiar, okay, thank you. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County?
Very confident.
Somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not so confident.
Thank you so much. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Thank you. The next question will be, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all negative.
Thank you so much. We're almost finished, sir. Thank you so much for your time, okay? The next question will be, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college graduate, or graduate degree?
Some college.
Thank you. In terms of political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat. Other. Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you.
Yes.
And what is your age? Between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and more?
65 and more.
Thank you so much. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I'm Caucasian, white.
Thank you so much. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Thank you so much. Is your annual household income more than $25,000, $25,000 to $39,000, $49,000 to $74,000, or $75,000? $75,000. Thank you so much. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Ask me that again.
Yeah. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay. That will be all. Thank you so much for your participation and your time. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.